as it relates to Raid, those were just a few short hours, but as it relates to Raid, just one inyan, and that is, so the Gemara mentioned, the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, Gemara mentioned twice, Mipnei ma tiknu tila balachash. Why is it that Shemayna Esrei is balachash? Kidei shaloi levayish es ovri aveira. The reason is because we don't want to embarrass the ovri aveira. We don't want that somebody did an aveira and he's going to be davening Shemayna Esrei and he wants to daven a flasig of Shemayna Esrei, but he's going to be embarrassed because people are listening to what he's saying. So shaloi levayish, a person that did aveiras, that's why Chazal and Mesakin tefila balachash. Rav Tzvi Hershchayes in his Agoyis on this Gemara says that we know that the Gemara says in Brachis Taf Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph Amar Rav Hamnuna. There are many, many halachas and hilchas tefillah that we learn out from the psukim that describe chanas tefillah. The pasuk says v'chanehi midaberes aliba. Mikan, we learn from here lemespalos shetzorich sheichavin liba. You have to have kavana. Rak sifase onois. Mikan, we learn from here, let me spell someone that's davening, sheyachtoich besfasa. You have to move your lips. You weren't able to hear her voice. Mikan, from here we learn, that the way to daven is the way chana daven, meaning, you shouldn't hear anything that she's saying. The fact that Shemayna Esrei has to be balachash is learned out from a pasuk, albeit in Sefer Shmuel, but it's learned out from a pasuk. It says, "V'koyla lo yishamea mikan she'asa lagbia koyla b'tfilasa." It's also for a person to be magbia koyl b'shas tfilasa. If that's the case, so what's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai saying? Mipnei matiknu. It's a pasuk. It's divrei Kabbalah. The Teretz said, Rav Tzvi Hershchayes says, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is l'shitasa. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, we know, is Dairish time of the Kra. And he's being Dairish time of the Kra. He was the Dairish time of the Kra in Torah. He's being Dairish time of the Kra now in Nevi'im. And he's saying, what's the reason? You want to know why? What's the pshat? What's the tam of this halacha? The reason is this Gemara right here. It's Kidei Shaloi Levayish. It's Ovre Avera. Nemesis is another Gemara. The Gemara says, "Hamashmiya koyloi b'tfilosai." If somebody, when he davens, he's mashmiya koyloi, he davens really loud. Hareza miktane amana. He's from the ktane amana. Hamagbiat koyloi b'tfilosai. Hareza minaviy sheker. Now, what's the reason for this? Rashi says, "Hareza miktane amana," because he's acting ki'ilu ena kadosh baruch hu shemea tfilas lachash. Because he's behaving as if the only way his tefillah is going to be answered is if he yells really, really loud. It's like this, maybe from up there, someone's going to be able to listen to him. He's miktane amana. But this is another reason, in addition to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's reason in our Gemara, that a person is supposed to daven balachash. The Rishonim actually mentioned another reason why he's supposed to daven balachash. And this is something that was more pertinent once upon a time, because I'm all people didn't have Siddurim like we have today. And if people would daven out loud, so everybody would be mevulvul. As a result, there's an inyan that tefillah is supposed to be balachash. Like this, you're not going to shter other people. But the point is, Shemayna Esrei has to be balachash. It's something that every little kid that davens knows. The makor is a pasik. The koila lo yishamea. But the time of the kra is the Gemara in Soita Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis, the Gemara in Brachis Daf Chav Dalet Amid Beis, and this Indian that people didn't have Siddurim, that's brought down in Rishonim. The emes is that in the world of the Zohar HaKadosh, the idea that Shemona Esrei has to be Balachash is a very, very big deal. Just to get a Toyameh, this is obviously above my pay grade, but just to read some of the words in the Zohar HaKadosh. The first one is in Parshas Vayakel. It's Daf Resh Beis Amud Aleph. So the Zohar is talking about the different malachim that get involved in tefillah. And the Zohar says as follows, Ula Gabayu Kaimen, next to the aforementioned malachim, there are other malachim, Inun Misharion, Mareyon Du'udnin, and they're known as the malachim that are in charge of the ears. The ikrun udnin, and the reason they're called ears, is begin the inun tzaisen, call inun the mitzalun tzloisen belechishu. Because they're the ones that listen to tefillah to decide whether or not this tefillah can make it up to the Eibishter, or it can't make it up to the Eibishter. Now, what are they looking out for? They're looking out to see if people are mitzalun tzloisen belechishu, if they're going to whisper their tefillah, beruusa de liba, but with a lot of kavana. They're making sure that this tefillah was heard by nobody. That type of tefillah, a tefillah that nobody heard. It was a tefillah balachash, a tefillah that was done by kavana. That type of tefillah, the tzoysen law, called Inun, the Ikrun, Morid, the Udnin. These malachim listen to them, and they take this tefillah and they allow it to go up to Shemayim. However, any tefillah that was heard by someone, listen to the Lashon of the Zohar. He says, if it was heard by someone, the only person that will ever hear that tefillah is Bar Man Deshama Bekat Misa. That person that heard it originally. So if somebody davens and somebody hears this tefillah, so that person better be able to answer the tefillah because he's the only one that's going to hear it. It's Shemayim, no one's going to listen to it because these malachim that are called Morein Deudnin, the masters of the ears, they're not going to allow this tefillah to make it through to go up to Shemayim. Very, very sharp. This is what the Zohar Kodesh says in Parshas Vayakel. Another Zohar. This Zohar is in Parshas Vayigash. It's Reish Tez Beis. The context over there is that the Pasuk says, V'hakoil nishma beis paris. This is when Yosef reveals himself to the brothers, and the koil, the voice, was heard in the house of Paris. Again, just a few lines here in the Zohar. V'ikimna, man detzal yitzloise v'kom kami mare. A person that davens before the king, before the Eibishter, has to make sure that nobody is going to hear his tefillah. Because if somebody is going to make noise while he davens, that tefillah will not be heard. My timer, what's the reason? So again, this is all Kabbalah, but just read the words. Begin the tzloisolav iui, he called it ishtama. Because the tefillah that the Eibishter listens to is not the tefillah that we recite. That who called the ishtama lav he tzloisolav. That's not the tefillah, but it is like an echo. It creates another koil that ends up being heard. Uman iu tzloisa da kala achara. It's another koil that talu bekala the ishtama, which is talu in that original koil. Uman who kala the ishtama da hahu kala the hu bevav. The koil that's written with a vav kala the talu be da hu koil beloy vav. Begin kach le itzrich le barnash le mashmei kol b'tzloisei. For this reason, a person has to be very careful not to make any noise when he davens. Elu letzalah belachash, to daven very, very quietly. Bahu kolod lo yishtema. It should be a koil that nobody is going to be able to hear. V'dohi tzloisa diskablus tader. This is the tefillos that is answered. V'simonich, and a simon is v'hakoil nishma base parai, and the word koil is written chasa without a vav. Koil below vav nishma. A koil that's without a vav, it's still, it's chaser. That's the koil that's heard. Dahi tzloisa dihi bechashoi, dechsib bechana. And this is what you find by chana. It says, v'koila lo yishamea, dahi tzloisa dekutche berichu kabel. This is the koil, this is the tefillah that the Ibshta answers. So the bottom line is, in Teres HaNister, in the Zohar HaKadosh, in Parshas Vayakel, Parshas Vayigash, you see already that this Indian of tefillah belachash, it takes on a whole different chaymer. So I'll tell you something interesting. This inyan, that tefillah has to be belachash, is obviously brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Torah brings it in Siman Kof Aleph, and he brings it very much by Rikos. The Beis Yosef, clears a shaylo, when we say that Shemayna Esrei has to be belachash, does it mean just that the person next to you shouldn't hear what you're saying? Or does it mean that you yourself can't even hear what you're saying? Right? This is an age-old shaylo. Tefillah belachash, it means it should be quiet that the person next to you shouldn't hear it? Or does tefillah belachash just mean that it should be quiet even on the level that you yourself can hear it? Zok to Beis Yosef, it's a long Beis Yosef, but if you go through it, what emerges from the Beis Yosef is, it's totally in the nigla digger reason and the nista digger reason. As I state in Beis Yosef, Lefi all the timing of Alpi Nikla, why a person is supposed to daven tefillah belachash, Reb Shimon bar Yochai's member in today's daf, so it's the daf lamed beis amid beis, it's shaloi levayish, so I've avera. Okay, so if I hear it, I know my avera, I'm the one that's davening anyways. So this, the churit shouldn't be a problem. The Gemara on daf chavtal amid beis amasacht is brachis. If I'm saying it's so quiet that the person next to me can't hear it, only I can hear it, that doesn't sound like you're miktani amono, so that wouldn't be a problem. You don't want to be mevalvel people that don't have sidurim. I'm not being mevalvel anybody. I'm the only person that hears it. So based on that, you would think that it should be fine if you can hear your own voice. However, according to the Zohar HaKadosh, where the Zohar HaKadosh said that the minute there's a little bit of noise, if anyone can hear it, maybe even if only you could hear it. So this is a voice that was heard, and the Eibush is never going to hear it because of all the nyanim that are going on in the Zohar above our pay grade. So the fees that could be, it would be a problem even for you not to hear what you're saying. And just to read the last line of the Beis Yosef says, "Umikol makim hazoyer." He quotes the one of Vayakel. Shekosafti besimin kuf memalev. He says, "I quoted this zoyer in another place." Maskim ledivrei atoisefta. That's the shita that he brings in the Beis Yosef that holds that you even you yourself can't hear it. V'roi lachushla. Says the Beis Yosef, Veroi Lachashloi. Based on the Zohar, this is an inyan that Veroi Lachashloi. So we have two really inyanim of Tefillah B'Lachash. One is the Tam Niglo, the other one is the Tam Nister, and L'churi, there's a Nafkemina La'Locha, a very simple, a very basic Nafkemina La'Locha. When we say Tefillah B'Lachash, does it just mean that the person next to me can't hear it? Or does Tefillah B'Lachash mean that even I myself can't hear it? Based on all the Niglo, L'churi, what's the problem if I hear it? I just have to make sure the guy next to me doesn't hear it. However, based on the Zohar, that the Beis Yosef said, V'roi Lachashloi, a person should chatchila daven in a way that even he himself is not going to be able to hear it. Now, the caveat, of course, is, and this is obviously not halacha l'maisa, ask your local rabbi, but in terms of the obvious caveat is that what drives this is your kavanah. So if you're not going to be able to have kavanah unless you do it in a way where even you yourself are going to be able to hear it, so of course the ikar is the kavanah. But the bottom line is, this is what the Beis Yosef says over here in Hilchas Tefillah, in Simen Kuf Aleph. But the emes is that there's another nafkamina between the Tam Nigla and the Tam Nister. And just to be makdamit, so one of the themes of Mesachtes Nasser and Mesachtes Saita was the story of Chana. We just mentioned now that there are many halachas and hilchos tefillah that we learn from Chana, and one of them is tefillah b'lachash. The koilu lo yishamea, we learn the Indian of tefillah b'lachash from Chana. The emes is that there's a kushya atzuma that needs to be asked on the story. So Chana is davening, her lips are moving, but she's not making any sound. Eli sees her, vayachshev ela shikaira. So Eli thought she must be drunk. What else is going on here? Don't make sense. Nobody talks this way. Nobody davens this way. Val karchach, she's a shikaira. Yischai shebikshayrim, tzarech levarchai. The rest is history. What was the emes? The emes is, Chana said, I'm not drunk. I'm a tzabrach and a fray. I'm davening because I don't have a child. And the emes is, we learn from here how a person is supposed to daven. He's supposed to daven tefillah b'lachash. So here's the kasha. The kasha is, if Chana was right, and Chana was davening b'lachash, because that's the way you're supposed to daven, v'haraya, this is the makar. Everything else is the time of the kral, like the Maratzchiyu said. This is the source to the inyan of tefillah b'lachash. So what was Eli's taina? Why did Eli think she was a shikair? Maman of shach. If the right thing to do was to daven b'lachash, then why did Eli think she was a shikaira? And if the right thing to do was not to daven b'lachash, then number one, why was Chana davening b'lachash? And number two, how could you learn from here tefillah b'lachash? The Teretz is obviously Chana was doing the right thing. So if Chana was doing the right thing, so why was Eli just choshed or b'ksherim? She was davening Shmoneh Esrei, the way a Yiddish Afra, you're supposed to daven Shmoneh Esrei. What was Pashup Shad in Eli? So the Shloha Kaddish, and this is a Masechtes Rosh Hashanah, it's Sivkot and Yud Beis. There's a long Haggah, it's in the Haggah. He asks this kasha, he brings this question as Makshima Olam, it's a Veltz kasha. Memon of Shach, Eli Yechana, Echad Mehem Asad Shalokedet. One of them is wrong in this story. And Lechura, how do you understand Pashup Shach? So says the Shlach Kaddish Adavar Nifla, based on something that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Sayin Hilchas Tefillah and Sayin Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. The Mechaber, after he brings in Hilchas Tefillah that a person has to daven b'lachash, says as follows: Yesh Oimrim Sheberosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim Muter LaHashmiya Koilam B'Tefilasan Afilu B'Tzibur. Then in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's muter for a person to be Mashmiya Koiloi. And the Ramah says V'Chei Noyakin, and that's the minik. Umikamakim Yizaru Shloi Lagbiya Koilam Yoisem Idai. It just shouldn't be Yoisem Idai. But it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that it's muter, and that's the minik. The Mechaber brings in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah as well. This is in Simin Tov Kuf Pei Gimel. Even though the whole year we daven Shmoneh Esrei, we daven b'lachash, but Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim noyagin loymer b'kol ra. Ulahatos loychashinot, and we're not worried that you're going to make people make mistakes. Kiven shemetzliim b'yad, the machzorim. We said one of the reasons you daven b'lachash is because nobody has siddurim. Oh, but on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you needed a machzor, and as a result, it's going to be fine. But the bottom line is, says the Shlach Kodesh, you see that in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's mutter to daven b'kol ram. Not only is it mutter to daven b'kol ram, v'chein noyagim. It sounds like there was an inyan l'chatchila to go ahead and to daven b'kol ram. So says the Shlach. When did the story of Chana happen? The Gemara says, b'Rosh Hashanah nifgad Chana. That's why we read mafta Chana on Rosh Hashanah. Because the story happened on Rosh Hashanah. Being that the story happened on Rosh Hashanah, so Eli sees Chana, she's davening Shmoneh Esrei. Says, what's going on? Why is she davening Shmoneh Esrei? Everybody's screaming. Why is she davening like this. Avada, she was saying tefillah belachash. But at the same time, it's the Rosh Hashanah height. And if it's Rosh Hashanah, now it's supposed to be b'korom. Vayachshaveh l'shikoyra. So he thought she was a shikoyra. Okay, the mamon of shach. So Chana was wrong. So says the shlachedesh. He says, this, that is an Indian to daven b'korom and Rosh Hashanah. That's the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah. That's the Rosh Hashanah to get tefillahs. But Chana wasn't davening a Rosh Hashanah to get tefillah. This was a presentach tefillah. And that's what she told Eli. She says, you don't understand. I'm a tzibrochen woman. I'm not davening Shemayin Esrei now. I'm davening for myself. And being that I'm davening for myself, so if I cared, I'm being noyig the way you're always noyig when it comes to tefillah. And being that tanog of tefillah is always belachash, that's why I'm davening belachash. But that's the hezbrin, the machloikas Chana and Eli, and that's the shakla v'tarya, and that's why, even though we learned tefillah belachash from Chana, it's not a kasha. What was Eli thinking? Why did he think she's a shikaira? The teretz is because it was Rosh Hashanah. And being in hilchas tefillah, when the Mechaber brings this halacha, yesh oimrim sheber Rosh Hashanah v'yom HaKippurim mutar lashmia koilam b'tfilasan afilu b'tzibur, zok the Magen Avraham one line. It's the Magen Avraham is sifkat and dalet. He says as follows, ulefi tam hazoyar, according to the zoyar, mashma da'aser. According to the zoyar, which zoyar? The zoyars that we just spoke out, it would seem that it's aser for a person to daven b'kol rom, even on Rosh Hashanah, l'chein. If a person could be mechavim belachash odiv tfei, that would be better. Says the Magen Avraham, l'chayra, this time of the mechaber, or this psak halacha, and this minig only makes sense according to the tam nigla of why you daven belachash. But according to the tam nister, based on the zayir, that if a person davens in a way that someone else hears his tefillah, that person is the only one that's going to hear the tefillah, and that tefillah is never going to make it to Shamayim. So if that's the case, Mali if it's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Mali if it's a regular day. I don't think it should make a difference. And being that it shouldn't make a difference, says the Magen Avraham, that according to the time of the Zohar, I think the appropriate thing to do would be to daven belachash, even on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And the emes is that L'chura, based on the Hagav, the Magen Avraham, we have a little bit of a ha'ara on the Beis Yosef. Why? Because the Beis Yosef in Simen Kuf Aleph said you should be chayish for the Zohar as it relates to when you daven belachash, make sure that even you yourself don't hear what you're saying. Why? Because you want it to be so belachash based on the Zohar. And that was the lashon of the Beis Yosef. You should be chayish for the Zohar. Yet when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Magen Avraham is saying, L'chayra, this minig is taloi in the Zohar versus the Tam Nigla, and here the Mechaber just brings it. Mechaber is the Beis Yosef. It's the Zalbe Mensch. So if that's the case, the we have a little bit of aura on the Mechaber. Because here in Beis Yosef, he's telling you to be Chayish for the Tam of the Zohar, and here based on the comment of the Magen Avraham on the Mechaber, which seems like a very obvious comment, L'chayr, what emerges is that the Mechaber wasn't so worried about the Zohar. I mean, the Magen Avraham is saying that if you want to be Chayish for the Zohar, then just realize that Zohar applies in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur as well. What about the Mechaber? The Mechaber here, as it relates to the first nafkamina that we said, with regards to the Tam Nigla, the Tam Nista, he was chayish for the Zohar. And yet when it comes to the second nafkamina, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, over here he doesn't seem to be chayish for the Zohar. So lulei de mistafina, maybe just say one ha'ar. And that is that, why is it that on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there's an Indian that you could have in B'kol Ram? Shulchan Aruch says, people have machzorim anyways, you have nothing to worry about. I hear. But there's an Indian of a koilu lo yishomeya, tefillah is supposed to be balachash. But frat in the primius of the Indian, what's the pshat that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, all of a sudden now it's different, and now you can daven b'kol ram. So we've mentioned this in the past, that Rosh Shiva, Rabbi Rucham Olshan Shlita, in Yireach L'mayadim, and this is in the Yomim Noiroim volume, it's Sai in the Shiurim, Simin Gimel, and again, in the Mamorim, Maimra Lamed Zayin, so he brings a Dover Nifla, his words, he brings a Dover Nifla from the Sefer Imre David, who said that Yesh Loimer, the reason on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur you could daven b'kol rom, is based on a Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam, the beginning of Hilchas Taina, says that mitzvah saseh min ha-toyra lizoik ulhariya b'chatzoytzroiz al kol tzorah shetovay al ha-tzibur. That if a person ever finds himself in a matzav of a tzorah, if Klal Yisrael is in an eis tzorah, mitzvah saseh min ha-toyra lizoik ulhariya b'chatzoytzroiz. There's an Indian for a person to be lizoik ulhariya, for a person to daven b'kol ram. The emes is that the Mabit in Beis Elokim, in Shara Tefila Perek Vav, he says this by Richos. So he talks about how Tefila was always balachash. And then he says, v'yikshol ozeh, kashas on this. You find sometimes tefillas dafka about Ramas Kol. Few examples. K'moisha matzonu l'moisha. Vayitzak moisha l'Hashem al dvarat svardin. Vayitzak moisha l'Hashem lemer kel no refon Allah. That's when Miriam was a mitzayra. Ubi Yisrael, when the Yidden came to the Yamsu. Vayitzak ubnei Yisrael al Hashem. Bamidbo perikof. Vayitzak al Hashem vayishma koileinu. Ubi shoiftim. Dalit pomin vayitzak ubnei Yisrael al Hashem. Shmuel, Vayizak El Hashem Kol Alaylo, Vechem Bekame Mekoymes Betilim, Zoakti Eilecha Hashem. So Freik, the Mabit, how do you understand that? So the Mabit says, Venucha Loyme Beteretze, Ke at Tfilois Hasturis Bechol Yoyim Shalai Beis Sara. All the Tfilos that we say Shalai Beis Sara, Hu Shein Roy La Amrim Bekol. Those Tfilos you're not supposed to say Bekol. Kivan Shu Yochel Lechavim Belachash. Aval at Tfilois Shem Espalim Beis Hatsara Vatsar, I Efshe Shi Espalim Loysam Adam Menachas, Mitzat Saroi, Velochenu Tsoyik Bekol Roy. And he goes, it's a whole paragraph. He explains every single time you find tzaraka, it was always because it was a matzav of tzara. And when it's an eis tzara, over there it's a different shulchan aruch. So the Imre David said that yesh loyma, that's the pshat, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, where the Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meis and Psuchim, and Rosh Shiva brings, you know, letters from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Ha'odam u'bnei beisoy, his Slavian Molov, Bisakonu Gedoilo, the Eastern Agadol, that by the Balay Musser, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur was the biggest Eisor of Asadon in the world. And being that this is an Eisor, so that's why there's an Indian that you could do it Bekal Ram. The reason you could do it Bekal Ram is because this is an Eisor. And if it's an Eisor, Tfilah be Eisor, the Mabit already started back. The Rambam says, Mitzvah Sasei, Lizakul Ariya, the avoid of an Eisor is Bekal Ram. So it's true, ordinarily Tfilah is Belachash. But when it comes to an Eisor, in an Eisor, it's already Bekal. The emes is this inyan that Eis Sarah is Bekal Ram is Mefurish and the Zayar Kaddish. The Zayar is in Parshas Chayesara. The Pasuk says, Shimot Tfilasi Hashem Vishavasi Hazina. Shimot Tfilasi Hashem Dot Sloisa Di Belachash. Says the Zayar Chayesara Kuf Lamid Beis Aleph Beis. That's Tfilah Belachash. Vishavasi Hazina. What does that mean? Dot Sloisa Do Orim Barnash Koli Ba'akse. That's a tefillah that a person says Bekal Ram Ba'akse. What does Ba'akse mean? When he's an Eis Tzara. So, Shema Tefillasi Hashem. Hashem, listen to my tefillah. Tefillah, that's Balachash. Vishavasi, that's a Geshrai, Hazina. Do Tzloisa Do Orim Barnash Kole Ba'akse. Kamada at Omar, you find Vatal Shavasam Elo Elokim. Umau Shavasam Elo de Bitzloise Orim Kole. There's an Indian that when a person's in Eid Sari, he screams. Vizofik Eine Lamailo. Kamada at Omar Veshoya Lahar. Vitzloise da Azasar Tfilo. When a person finds himself in an Eid Sari and he screams, Mitabar Tarim. It breaks through all the Sha'arim. Vidofik Loin La Alot Sloise. And it bangs on the doors for this tefillah to be answered. This inyan, that even though tefillah is supposed to be belachash, but at the same time in an eis sara, not, that's mefurish in the Zohar HaKadosh. It's in Parshas Chayesara. Shema tefillasi Hashem, tefillah belachash. But in an eis sara, it's v'shavasi hazino. It's l'fizei yeshloim ha-moyredik. That's the word. Avad in the Zohar HaKadosh, tefillah has to be belachash. And not only tefillah belachash, like in the Niglo, but in a much more chomet ha-goyfin, even you yourself shouldn't hear it. But at the same time, even the Zohar HaKadosh says mefurish that that's only when it's a b'china of shaloi beis sara. But when it says Sarah, it's Vishavasi Azino, then already a person's allowed to scream. Fakir, then the Avodah is to scream. And if you scream, that's going to be Shoiver, and that's how it's going to be answered. So if that's the case, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which is an Eis Sarah, it could be even the Mechaber held. Avadu Echayesh for the Zohar. But even like the Zohar, it's going to be okay. The Magen Avram said, Delchayru, like the Zohar, I don't see the difference between Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur versus Agan Tzeiyah. But like this raid, Vashtet Nirech, the Mayadim, B'shem, the Imre David, it could be the Mechaber wasn't masking to this Agah from the Magen Avram. That's why this is Olule, the Mistafino. But it could be he wasn't masking to this Agah. And if he's not masking to this Agah, so it could be he held that Hagam, it's true, in the Zohar HaKadosh, it's so chomer the Inyan of Tila Balachash. Oh, but Eis Sar, that's a different din. That's a different Inyan. You're right. When it's Shema Tilasi Hashem, you have to be very, very careful. But when it's Mishavasi Azino, then already it's going to be different. But just to end with one more Zohar HaKadosh. So we mentioned the Zohar in Parshas Vayakel and the Parshas Vayigash. Now we mentioned the Zohar in Parshas Chayesara. One more, and this is in Parshas Shmois. It's Daf Yud Tes Amid Beis Chaf Aleph. It says as follows: Tzaaka v'shava b'mayis barshan. You find sometimes a lashon of tzaka. Tzaka means to scream. And then you find the lashon of shava. That also means to scream. But they obviously don't mean the same thing. So what's the difference between these two things? Rabbi Yitzchak said, Ein loch shaiva elo betfila. Shaiva means tefillah. Shenemar shima tefillasi Hashem v'shavasi Hashem. It's the same pasuk that we just mentioned, the Zohar in Parshas Chayesara. That's what shaiva means. Elecha Hashem shivati. Shivati elecha v'atir po'eni. Shaiva means to scream betfila. And that's a murder de gazach. A bit tzaoke. You know what tzaoke is? Shetzoyek, the person screams ve'ein ayomer klum. He doesn't say one word. That's what tzaoke is. Tzaoke is you scream. Aber der Zaksa ist kein Wort. Amr Rabbi Yehuda said, Hilkach, Gedoyle Tzaaka Mikulam. Tzaaka is the biggest madrega. She Tzaaka hi belev. Because Tzaaka, the tefillah is in ganzen in your life. You don't say one word. Hadod dechsev, Tzaak libam el Hashem. Tzaaka u Tzaaka davar echad hu. Tzaaka and Tzaaka says the Zohar is the same thing. Vezek kroy vel HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoysem et tefillah v'anach. And Tzaaka and Tzaaka, which are the same thing, is more carved to the Eivish than all the tefillah. What's tefillah? Shema tefillah si Hashem. We know what it is from the Zohar Parshas Chayesara. That's tefillah v'lachash. And it's more than shaiva, and that's anacha, which is when a person screams in an Eitz Sara. This is the most. Dichsiv, look at all the psukim that talk about Tzaaka. Ki im tzoy, gitzak ilai, shemoya eshma tzakosa in a second. Amr abrachi, b'shosh, amr kodesh baruch kodesh shmul, nicham dikim lachdi yashol ha-melech. When Eivish told Shmuel, I have charata, that Shaul was appointed king. Maksiv, ayicha le Shmuel, vayitzak el Hashem kol alayla. He niach ha-koil. He left all the different options that he had in tefila, v'lokach Tzaaka. And he chose Tzaaka. Mishum dihi kroy v'lekutche berichu yoyse mikulu. Hadol dichsiv, hinei tzakas b'nei Yisrael boy. David says that Tzaka came to me. Tanu Rabbanan. Here's the punchline. Hay man detzoli ubachi. A person that's davening and he's crying. Vitzoik. And then he starts screaming. Adlo yochel mirchash besifivase. He's screaming so loud. He's crying so uncontrollably. He posha can't say a word. He can't move his lips. It's bekoyle lo yishameya. Screaming. But he can't say one word. Hay tzloisa shle masa dehi beliba. That tefillah, that's so shalem, that can't leave his heart because he's screaming so loud, he can't push it, utter a word. That tefillah will never be unanswered. No such mitzvah that tefillah won't be answered. Amar Rav Yehuda, the Zohar is mamish meirich over here. G'doyle tzaka shakoyreya gzardinoi shaladam yikol yomah. Rav Yitzchak amar g'doyle tzaka shamayshelas amidas adin shalmaila. Rav Yosi amar g'doyle tzaka shamayshelas b'ilum hazav b'ilum haba. Bishvil tzaka noichel adam b'ilum hazav b'ilum haba. D'chsev ayitzaku l'Hashem b'atzal lehem emutzukaytseyem yatzilem. In the Zohar it's mavur. That is the Indian of tefillah b'lachash. And that's Soita Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis, and that's Brachas Daf Lamed Aleph, and that's Brachas Daf Chav Dalid, and that's the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Aleph. That's the way you're supposed to daven. A Yid's supposed to daven Balachash. We learn it from Chana, the Koyla Lo Yishameya. But then there's an Indian Be'ez Tzara. Be'ez Tzara, it's a different Indian. And that's the Zohar Kodesh in Parshas Chayesara. Where on the one hand, it's Shema Tfilosi Hashem, but Vishavosi Azino. That Shaiva, where a person's davening, he's davening really, really loud. And even though really Tfilah is supposed to be Balachash, but in an Eitz Tzara, it's different. And like the Mabit says in a Beis Alikim Shar Tefillah, and then the Perek Vav, Be'aruch. Maybe that's why Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there's an Indian to daven out loud, because Sifrei Chayim v'Sifrei Meisim ve'Ein Lecha Eitz Tzara v'Sakana G'doyle Mizu, and that's why there's an Indian that a person can daven out loud. But then there's even a higher Darga of Tefillah. And that Hargadaya Tefillah is where you're doing both. A person's in an Eitz Tzara, and he's screaming. He's mamash screaming. It's Vayitzaku. But at the same time, he's not saying one word. The koilus are very, very loud koilus. But in terms of the actual tefillah is 100% balachash. And that's the maila shava kulon. Again, this is very above our pay grade. We were mocked in this raid by like that. But it could be the oimek advarim is because now you be efshel lekayim shneim. On the one hand, you have the maila of screaming be'ez sara, l'shavasi azina. But at the same time, the tefillah itself, nobody heard. All anybody heard was the tzaaka. But the tefillah, nobody heard. So you could be mekayim, sa'id ha-zoyer ha-kodesh, and parashas chayis sara, l'shavasi azina, and sa'id ha-zoyer ha-kodesh, and parashas vayakil, and parashas vayigash, where no one's hearing the tefillah, and because it's such a private tefillah between you and the Eibishter, so it has that maila. We'll end with this. Reb Tzadik, in Pre-Tzadik, and this is Rosh Hashanah, it's Oistes. So he says this, I'll just read a few lines. B'Rosh Hashanah, u'b'chol aseres yimei tshuva, Oimrim hakapital shira malois mimamakim kirosicha Hashem. Hashem shima b'koili tiyenos necho kashuvois l'kol tachanunoi. So it says Rav Tzadik, ulohoven halosh and shima b'koili. Hale amru chazal hamashmir koili b'tfilosei reze miktani amona. So why all of a sudden are you yelling? What's pashup shat? Why is this something that you're doing? Amlan hamechuven hu al kol tzaaka hayoytze mimam kehalev. What David HaMelech meant when he said shira malis mimamakim kirosicha Hashem, Hashem shima b'koili, he didn't mean listen to my tefillah. The tefillah was a tefillah b'lachash. But what he meant was there's a kol tzaaka that sometimes comes from oimek alev, at she'eino yochel lifroit b'sfasav afilu b'chitoch hadibur. You can't utter the words. You're so overwhelmed that you can't say a word. Rak she'tzoyek b'kol poshut mikeiv libay. The tzaaka is making noise, but you yourself, you're not saying a word. The tefillah zumekubelas b'yoyser. A tefillah like this is the most accepted tefillah. K'moy shenemar, tefillah la'oni ki'yatoiv v'lefnei Hashem yishpoich sichai. He says, Shetfilah Sa'ani, he goes on to explain this in it a little bit. He says, that's why you find that when the Yidim of Mevatel, the Yetzar of Avodah Zarah, it says, Vayikru B'kol Gadol, right? They scrambled a Kol Gadol. What did they say? It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. They said, bye bye. What is that? What kind of tefillah is that? Bye bye? Right? Nebuch, ay, it's so painful. Says Rav Tzadik, it's the best tefillah a person can say. When a person is so bitzar and he so badly wants to get out of a matzav, he posh, can't even articulate a tefillah. He said, bye bye. That was the ganze tefillah. Haynu tzakas kol poshut mi oime ke'ev alev al goydel atzar shel iskarus hayetzahara. He said, v'zeo apirish. David HaMelech says, mi mamakim kirosicha Hashem. He said, I'm crying to you from the depths of my heart. I can't even say the words out of my mouth. It's so deep. I can't zogin. But you know what he asked Hashem? Hashem shima b'koili. Hear my sound. He didn't say, Eibishne, hear the tachanunim. The tachanunim were mamish pa'oimek alev. But what he said is, listen to the koil of my tachanunim. Ki l'tfila nitzrachet. But that's, says Rav Tzadik, that's the oimek of that inyan. So Rav Tzadik says, when do we say, shir hamalis mimamakim kirosicha Hashem? So you say it befrat, you say it during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. He says, Vaisos, this tefillah is epis miyuchet Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Why is it miyuchet to that man? So he says, because we know that the shofar is a tefillah. What's the tefillah of the shofar? We've talked about this over the years. What is the oimek of the tefillah of the shofar? Rav Tzadik says, this is the oimek. You're screaming and you're not saying one word. That's the oimek, and that's David HaMelech's tefillah of me mamakim kirosicha Hashem. Hashem shima b'koili. Just hear the noise. Tiena is nechak hashuva is l'koil tachanunoi. Don't even hear that. There's no tachanunim to hear. I'll be here. The kai posha. I can't even say a word. I'm so tzibrochen. Echkenish. I'm so overwhelmed. He says that tefillah that comes by oimek alev. That's the avoid of the shofar. The yidin on the shofar. The koyach of the shofar. Shemeya kol shofar. Right in the world of lamdis to preskarav. That shofar is a tefillah, and in the world of machshava, the income kam my laharich. But what is the nusach? What's the knech of the tefillah of the shofar? The tefillah of the shofar is it's this zayir hakadosh. It's the last zayir hakadosh, the one in Parsha Shmos. That there's an Indian sometimes where it's efshel l'kayim shnei, where you could have the mail of tzaka and you have the mail of balachash. That is what the shofar represents. You listen to the shofar, you hear a koil. You don't hear one word, but that call represents all the tzibrochenkeit of Klal Yisrael. And that is the most beautiful tefillah. That's the tefillah that has the biggest koyach, like the Zohar HaKadosh says. And that's the koyach, and that's the tefillah, the oimek of mi mamakim kirosicha Hashem.